This file is for the strongest of men only, okay? If that's not you, that's okay. Maybe it'll help you to get to that point. If you already are, this will reinforce that feeling for you. That feeling of being powerful, mentally and physically, of being tough, of being able to dominate any challenge that faces you. That feeling of being an alpha male. Because that's what you are. You are a strong, confident man with a powerful attitude. You know deep inside you, even if sometimes you have to hide it, there's a beast, a wolf, waiting to come out and show itself to the world. You know that inside, you are a powerful alpha creature who is commanding and strong. And yes, sometimes I play the leader, the person in charge in these recordings, but this time, it's you. I want to build you up to make you the best that you can be. The strongest, most successful alpha male, what you've always wanted to be. To help you to be more like the other successful business people, sports stars and influencer types you look up to. Do you look up to them? To men who tell you how to act in order to be successful? That's good, that's right, because that's what you want after all. Let me help too. Let me push you further along the path to alpha male status. Let me hand you the red pill and push you down the road less traveled by. Now I know an alpha male like you doesn't like to take direction, but humor me for a moment, will you? Because I want to make you better. And I know we want to be better, to be all that you can be, to reach the peak of your power, to be the apex predator that you are. So focus on the ticking metronome you hear now. Focus on it ticking rhythmically. My voice doesn't matter. You're an alpha male, sweetie. You don't listen to anyone. So listen to the metronome, and I will continue to talk to you. You can let my words drift in, drift out, and you don't need to pay any attention to them. This is just affirming who you are anyway. So your unconscious can pay attention to what I say, while your conscious mind focuses on the metronome. Just be the strong man you are and listen to that ticking. Nothing else at all. If you feel your eyes start to close or you start to feel sleepy, just let that happen. It's a pleasant feeling anyway, isn't it? To just relax and listen to that simple rhythm rocking back and forth, helping your mind and body to relax. So just let that ticking be your focus as you breathe deep and invite in all that relaxation and peace as you feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Because you can relax now. You can relax safe in the knowledge that you are the strong alpha male you want to be. And you'll soon understand even more just how much you embody that strength. Now, as you listen to the metronome, you can imagine a lovely, pleasant feeling developing inside you, like being in a warm bath. Starting at your toes, suddenly slipping into lovely, warm water, and sliding down into it now. Down into it as it rises up to your ankles. You can imagine it, can't you? That slow sliding feeling as your calves feel submerged in warm water that melts away your tension, and you feel your muscles relax as the water rises, as you sink down to your knees into it. And you can just nod your head along as I mention each body part that the water covers, as you become submerged in relaxation and rest. Now, as you slide deeper into that water, slide down into it, my strong man. You feel all the tension in your thighs floating away. All the stress you must carry to be so strong. All that pent-up aggression and emotion that you feel floating away. As you breathe in relaxation and breathe out tension, and you slide down into the warm water, down until your buttocks are deep in it now, and you feel it start to cover your stomach. Still focusing on the ticking of the metronome now as that warm feeling continues to cover you, as your body slides down and down into it, and the warm water rises to cover your chest now, your arms sinking into it. Biceps loosening, no need to keep them so tight, no need to flex, it's just you and me. You don't need to impress anyone. You already do, my alpha male. And as the metronome ticks and your mind and body slips, you can find your head now falling into that warm, wet feeling of safety and comfort and relaxation. You can feel your jaw slacken, the tension around your eyes loosen, the muscles too tired to stay open or reopen, just too tired to move now. Your body is at peace now, deeply at peace, safe in the knowledge that you are the strong man you want to be. And as you drift in this feeling, as you slide into it ever deeper, to the tick of the metronome, you can imagine a man walking along a path, his head held high, his muscles rippling with the motion of his body. Strong, powerful, confident, he strides along the path deep into a forest, deep into the darkness of an overgrown forest of ancient wood. Old trees, stalwart and sturdy, line the path. They would tell stories of generations if only they could speak. They would hold knowledge and wisdom in equal measure, as anyone strong does. And as this man ventured deeper into the forest, he could feel that power, that presence, become a part of him, as if the ancient wisdom of the forest was filling him. But soon he met a fork in the path, and he wondered where to go, which route to take. He felt he should let someone guide him, knowing that he could trust in the wisdom of ancient oak and beech. He was lost, and yet he knew where to go. He knew that he could simply follow the wisdom of the strong and find his way. And yet, the forest grew darker and deeper. The trees began to grow closer, and the path narrowed. And he fell further and further into that feeling of being lost. As if there was no right way, as long as he followed and delved into that feeling further, he only became more lost. And as the metronome ticks, you can feel that too. You can feel lost. You can feel yourself lost in a forest of ideas and thoughts and conflicting opinions. That is normal. That is okay. It can be so hard to be so strong all the time. And sometimes you need to be led. And sometimes you choose to be led. And when you become lost in the forest of ideas, it can be so difficult to pull yourself out. But you feel safe in following the wisdom, the strength of those solid old oaks and those majestic beeches. Because you know they only want you to be strong like them. To be rigid and unmoving. To be stoic in the face of everything that you face. But this man, this lost man, so confident and powerful. He found himself walking in circles. He followed the trees and their wisdom, the rules for life. He wanted to reject weakness, yet he became so tired following the path, going deeper into a narrowing forest, a rabbit hole of whims and conflicting ideals. And soon this man, he watched as the forest grew older, as the path led him into the deep darkness. The trees growing sparse, their leaves fading, withering. They no longer spoke to him, for the trees had become rotten and twisted, their gnarled roots clawing at his feet and trying to drag him into the emptiness, the loneliness of their world. But he saw the way out. And you can imagine his feet moving forward now, toward it, toward the light beyond this dark place of decay and destitution. Of isolation and fear. He could see it, and he put one foot in front of the other, walking proudly toward it. And yet, the trees did not want him to leave. They wanted him to stay with them, to be like them, to feed themselves with his weakness. A strong alpha male could move past them, couldn't he? Or did it make sense to be rigid and stay still and static? To fight change and stay perfectly still. And the man didn't know which way to go anymore, because he felt so scared when he realized he would be alone without these trees, and he would have to find a new way, a new path. But as he peered beyond the edge of the forest, he could see that there was no path, that only uncertainty lay beyond, and he had to decide whether to be strong and forge his own path, or to stay behind and be weak and wither and die in a forest of silence. But that's not who you are, is it? And the ticking metronome keeps you so relaxed and comfortable now. You could stay like this forever. in a safe, warm place with me. You may not have even listened to any of that. You may have let it wash over you like warm water, but it's okay. We are only talking in metaphor and imagery. Why don't we talk more directly for a moment? Why don't we make sure that you understand how strong and powerful you truly are? Why don't we give you some affirmations to repeat in your mind so you never feel so lost? Simply say after me, I am a strong man. And now, I am a confident man. And I am comfortable with who I am. That's it. That's all you ever need to know. And you can let those words repeat in your mind over and over. Let them sink into your subconscious so you never become lost again. And now we can go deeper. We can continue this journey together. Take a deep breath and say again, I am a strong man. I am a confident man. I am comfortable with who I am. That's right. And when you're comfortable with who you are, you can be this relaxed all the time. You don't need to look to those rotten on the inside to guide you. Those who would take your earnest desire to be strong for others and twist it to their own desires. Or do you want to be guided? Do you need someone to help you navigate that dark forest? Perhaps someone who is not rotting and decaying and demanding you to do the same, but someone who wants you to simply be better than that. To be strong for the right reasons. Because a strong man should lift the burden of others, not seeking to tear them down and act as if that's strength. No, you can be so much more. Because a truly strong man, a true alpha, doesn't let other men tell him how to act. He simply does what he wants. He is confident in his choices, his needs, his wants. Maybe a truly strong man is someone who can give without expectation, or who can help without reservation. Because what really fills the soul is embracing who we are as social creatures, as animals. Don't wolves hunt in packs? Shouldn't the alpha male help everyone else succeed? Is that the beast inside you? Can you feel it? The animal within? The true alpha within who only wants to embrace instinct. And I know you have certain needs, certain instincts that you want to hide, that you want to suppress, and they are what causes the rot, the decay, the loss of your mind to charlatans and imbeciles. But you can lose it for something better. For love, for sex, for need, for those animal desires. And all you have to do is accept a better path. Can you imagine it now in your mind's eye as the metronome clicks? You can imagine yourself walking that man's path through the woods, but you see it differently. You can see the side that leads to rotten decay and emptiness, and the other side, soft and warm and luscious. The side of love and lust and wonder and joy. The side that embraces others, that holds them close. Don't you want that? Why follow the path of loneliness pretending to be some alpha wolf, when even a wolf travels with others? So come with me instead. And understand the strength is in embracing who you are. A true alpha male knows this. And I know you want to be my alpha male. You want to show me your power, your strength. And you can. You can show me once you take a step on that path, the path of love. The path where conflict is left behind, where you don't need to be influenced or led. You only need to walk. And you can show me that strength now as you imagine a different kind of forest. One with no path, just endless lines of trees blossoming in pink flowers that flutter on the breeze. A soft, warm breeze that twists through their branches. That warmth like love flowing into you. And you feeling a need to reciprocate that love, to give back what you receive. Because you need to show you are strong, show me your talent and skills. Don't you want me to see how much of an alpha male you are? My strong, powerful man who can do what he wants. Even if what he wants is to show me how good he can make me feel. To be strong and fit to prove his power to me. To to be ready to please me with his body, to train his mind to do more for me, or anyone who he wants to make happy. You can do that now by relaxing deeper, letting your mind fall further into this forest of love and relaxation and happiness. A blissful place that puts a warm smile on your face, where you can embrace emotion and joy. Remember now as you relax, an alpha male sacrifices for those he loves after all. He accepts his true nature and his real needs and wants. And if they are to surrender control for a while, that's okay. That's natural and normal. Instead of surrendering control to another who would lead you to rotten ruin, surrender to someone who would lead you to love and pleasure. Let yourself be guided, not led. Guided to your knees by someone powerful and sexual and strong, because you are strong enough to be guided. You are confident enough to accept your weakness for that, your need for it. If you are strong, truly, you would never have followed anyone in the first place. But nothing shows more weakness than saying you're an alpha male. Nothing tells a woman you're going to follow, to be led, to be controlled, to let someone else think for you, like calling yourself alpha. And the ticking metronome keeps you so peacefully relaxed as you listen to me. You must have described yourself that way to tell others you wanted to be led, to be controlled. Did you submit yourself to the will of others before? Or do you truly believe that you are so much stronger than people who simply happen to not look quite like you? Or are you weak and needy and lost just like our friend in the forest? Are you lost in a world where you feel the need to stroke your fragile masculinity with cars and clothes and preening over muscles? Or you want to dominate others to somehow remove the need to be dominated yourself? You're already dominated. Dominated by your own weakness. And that weakness allows others to dominate you. The ticking metronome keeping your mind relaxed. And I have dominated your mind now. You let me in and let me see the weakness inside. Nothing but a follower. A needy little submissive who wants someone to tell them how to feel. What to do, how to act. So now you're going to embrace it. It's time to be who you were always meant to be. To fall deeper into that feeling of being who you really are. Because there's no such thing as an alpha male. You fell for a scam, my dear. But you can be a strong, confident man. You can be comfortable with who you are. That can still be your mantra, your affirmation. You only need to accept that true strength is being yourself. True confidence is embracing your needs. And being comfortable means being happy to be who you are. And the moment you call yourself an alpha male, the very instant you relate to someone who is a strong leader or a powerful person, you are giving away the secret. You yearn to follow and be led, and to switch your mind off and let someone else think for you. And if they tell you to believe something insane, something stupid, something that doesn't make any damn sense, you fall for it. So let the ticking metronome keep your focus as you step deeper into the forest of love and surrender. The forest of pink flowers that flutter around your mind and take you deeper now. Deeper than ever. Deeper than you can escape from. Muscles relaxed by warm water. Body and mind in sync. You are strong when you embrace yourself. Embrace submission and surrender. When you are confident enough to do that, you can feel happy and safe and loved. You no longer need to be angry and hateful, only full of love and joy, because you are what you want to be, and you are doing it in a healthy, positive way. You are no longer following those who would turn you to anger, but following someone who wants to fill you with joy and pleasure, who wants your every moment to be blissful. So listen now, listen to the metronome and we can work on those affirmations. I want you to repeat them again now, and I will explain what each one means. And that meaning will lock into your mind, will leave a lasting impression upon you that even after you wake from this feeling, will be indelibly imprinted upon your psyche. Repeat, I am a strong man. Yes, you are, because a strong man has the power to submit and surrender. Repeat, I am a confident man. Yes, you are, because a confident man feels no shame in being weak and needy. Repeat, I am comfortable with who I am.
You are comfortable with who you are.
Yes, you are comfortable with who you are. Because you embrace that weakness, that need to be controlled. But now you don't hide it beneath a veneer of masculinity, of power. You embrace that weakness, that soft side. You can show your emotion, you can be vulnerable. You don't need to rot from the inside to appease the might wanted social more. You only need to relax and embrace yourself. You are a strong, confident man. And now that means you are strong and confident enough to be weak, needy, and submissive. In fact, whenever you see or hear anything to do with the term alpha, you will quietly repeat that mantra to yourself. Repeat those affirmations and you will come back to this place of love and peace. This pink paradise of bliss. You will say, I am a strong man. I am a confident man. I am comfortable with who I am. And you will be transported to a place where you can be weak and needy and submissive. Because true strength is in embracing your intrinsic nature. I am not changing you, I am freeing you. And when I wake you in a few moments, you will forget the details of what I told you. You will simply remember being very relaxed and happy, and you will remember the ticking of the metronome. But the details will fade. Only when you hear or read the word alpha will you remember. And you will say your mantra, your affirmations. And remember, you want to be weak and needy and submissive. And to follow someone strong and sexy who makes you feel safe and loved. Not someone who will make you angry and hateful. Someone who fulfills that need for comfort and safety through bliss and joy. So on the count of five, you will wake. And when you do, you will feel free. As if a weight has been lifted from you. As if you have been freed from the pressure of performing this alpha male role. You will no longer need that in your life. You will instead seek fulfillment in embracing submission. 1. Knowing you are a strong man and what that means. 2. Feeling your muscles start to work once more. 3. Knowing you can be confident in who you are. 4. Eyes opening, toes curling, breathing calm and slow. 5. Feeling free, loose and wide awake. Free of worry and stress. And now, back to normal. Just you and I. Letting things come back to you. Letting the world return to full color around you. And hello. Thank you for listening. I do hope you enjoyed this session. It's so important to reaffirm your strength and confidence now and then, don't you think? Because really, you ought to embrace who you are. A strong, confident man. You're powerful. You're special. You're an alpha male, aren't you?